again, for the hair and the skin. You have vitiligo. People of color, they get sort of spots of loss of color. In fact, one of the biggest victims of vitiligo for a lack of these nutrients, including copper, was Michael Jackson. And people accused him of bleaching himself to look white. And he just couldn't make skin color. He had to wear lipstick. He had to wear a wig, a black wig, black wigs for his eyebrows and his eyelashes because they all turned white. Had to wear contact lenses that had brown irises etched into them because his eyes turned blue. Had to wear lipstick because he couldn't absorb copper because he had a gluten problem. He was a vegan. He ate lots of grains. And that was his downfall. Whoever gave him the advice, eat those grains. He was very sensitive to gluten, and it was a malabsorption problem, and it failed him terribly.
Doc, I'll always remember a health show we were at a couple of years ago where one of our mutual friends came in, and he's got white hair, and you looked at him and went, you have a copper deficiency. And I just it just hit me funny the way you said it to him.
Well, it's true. I mean, obviously there's all kinds of things that can cause these, but 90% of the time, if somebody has white hair, white beard, vitiligo, loss of skin color, loss of eye color, loss of hair color, you can just, do you have hemorrhoids? Well, how'd you know? You've been watching me.
Well, is it safe to say then, as you age, because most people's hair turn gray or white when they get old, they develop a copper deficiency then?
It's very common for people to have a copper deficiency as they get older, primarily because of gluten intolerance. It's not a switch-on, switch-off, all-or-nothing thing. It's sort of a slow, you might lose maybe 2 to 3 to 4 to 5% efficiency of absorption from your intestines into your bloodstream to get these nutrients into your body over a period of weeks or months. And so it might take you 5, 10, 15, 20 years to get to the point where you've just totally shut off the absorption. You're like only 2% of absorption, and you're going to be in big trouble then. You're going to have a ruptured aneurysm. You're going to have liver cirrhosis. You'll definitely be in real trouble and die at that point. But it's a repairable thing, and so you wanted to, kind of like the red warning light in your car. When you start seeing white and gray hairs popping up, you want to supplement with a 90 essential nutrients with a little extra effort on the copper, and you want to, of course, make sure that you're absorbing. And so you got to get rid of all the bad foods, and that includes all forms. And people think, well, I'm not eating bread. Well, there's spaghetti and mac and cheese, and there's beer and scotch whiskey, and all these things are made from wheat and oats. And people think there's no gluten in oats. There is no such thing as gluten-free oats, although many stores will try and sell them to you because the gluten in oats is called gliadin.
Uh-huh.
And so they just gave it a different name. It's kind of like sickle cell anemia in people of color. And in people who are white, it's called thalassemia. And they say, people of color only get sickle cell anemia.
But it's the same disease, right?
Same disease, yeah. They just give it a different name in different peoples.